And now this is a dictation for Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Root, R-O-O-T, May 1641, address as a letter. To Family Practice Residency, 629-8145. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Mrs. Root, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, last visit in September. Offered her an in-person visit. She declined. She did it at telemedicine with the help of her daughter. Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T. Weight is stable, no hospital emergency room visits, no vomiting decision, no diarrhea bloating, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, presently no edema, ulcers or severe claudication, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, stable disease and activity, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight Lasix and Coric, hydralazine, lisinopril. I do not see nephrotoxic agents. Blood pressure at home is high, 170s, 180s over 90s. She says to be anxious about talking to me. She does not check blood pressure only before our encounter. That needs to be done. She looks alert, oriented, sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. She's very pleasant. She's very happy about a granddaughter. Excuse me. A great-granddaughter to be born soon. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, December creatinine 2.5, for the most part, is stable over time for a GFR of 19. Stage 4 with a normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20, a low sodium 136 with a normal nutrition, calcium, minor increase of phosphorus, anemia 10.8, normal platelet count. There is persistent elevated white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils, but also lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD is stage 4. For the most part, is stable over time, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, uncontrolled hypertension. She blames to our encounter. Daughter is going to help, check it at home different times and call me. Our first goal should be to keep it under 160, under 85. Eventually, as tolerated, bring it down in the 130s over 70s and 80s, considering her age. We will adjust medicine as long as she calls me with blood pressure. Next number. Concerned about this persistent elevated white blood cell count. This is not related to inflammation or infection, as this is going on for a long period of time. We need to assess that there is no bone marrow problems, including any myeloproliferative or leukemia disorder. I would like you to please refer her to hematology oncology, Dr. Akat, AKKAD, for evaluation. Next number, memory issues. Next number, anxiety, depression. Next number, obesity. All questions answered. Come back on the next 4 months.